What if the secret to human progress isn't our ability to gather information, but how we frame it? While artificial intelligence excels at processing data, humans possess a unique superpower. We can imagine what doesn't exist. Framers reveals that our greatest advantage lies not in what we know, but in how we structure our thinking. Mental models, or frames, determine what we notice, what we ignore, and ultimately how we act. Consider Dr. Regina Barzilay's breakthrough discovery of the antibiotic Halicin. While other researchers focused on molecular structure, she reframed the problem around function. This wasn't a triumph of artificial intelligence, but of human cognition. We don't see reality directly. Instead, we navigate through mental representations that make the overwhelming complexity of the world comprehensible. These frames operate constantly in the background of our thinking, but we can deliberately examine and switch between them. Society's most difficult problems often involve conflicts between different frames. Whether viewing a protest as respectful symbolism or disrespect, seeing forests as timber resources or planetary lungs, or approaching pandemic measures through health or freedom lenses. Those who make consistently good decisions are aware of their frames and can choose them deliberately. This transforms framing from an unconscious cognitive process into a practical decision-making tool that enables both individual achievement and societal progress. What makes some mental models more useful than others? Three key elements work together: causal thinking, counterfactual imagination, and constrained creativity. Humans naturally perceive the world through cause and effect, making it comprehensible and predictable. During the 2008 financial crisis, Ben Bernanke's mental model focused on the link between capital availability and economic health. Learning from the Great Depression, when the Fed tightened money supply after the 1929 crash, he did the opposite, expanding the Fed's balance sheet from $900 billion to $4.5 trillion. This system-wide intervention, guided by causal understanding, prevented financial collapse. Counterfactuals, imagined alternatives to reality, let us envision what doesn't exist. Referees determining whether a deflected soccer ball would have been saved, or Einstein conducting thought experiments, both employ counterfactual reasoning. Constraints form the third element, keeping our imagination actionable rather than fantastical. Dr. Seuss demonstrated this by writing Green Eggs and Ham using only 50 one-syllable words. Martha Graham revolutionized dance by removing some constraints, corsets, while imposing others, her contraction and release technique. The power lies not in the constraints themselves, but in how we manipulate them, like adjusting valves in complex machinery. Have you ever been stuck on a problem until someone suggested a completely different approach? That's reframing in action. When our mental models don't fit the situation, shifting our thinking can reveal new options. There are three reframing approaches. First, select a different frame we already possess, like Bernanke applying Great Depression insights during the financial crisis. Second, borrow a frame from another context, as IKEA did by treating furniture as timely rather than timeless, following industries that transition from durable to disposable goods. Third, invent an entirely new frame, the rarest approach. Economist Andrew Lowe exemplifies repurposing by suggesting economics shift from a physics frame emphasizing equilibrium to a biology frame focused on evolution. Sometimes we need entirely new frames through reinvention, as Darwin did with his tree of life concept explaining species evolution. Reframing is inherently risky, with no guaranteed process for success. Breakthroughs can happen suddenly or after years of work. When scientists Charpentier and Doudna realized bacteria's CRISPR defense system could become a gene editing tool, Doudna felt the hair stand up on her neck. Mathematician Andrew Wiles described solving Fermat's last theorem as entering a house in the dark and bumping into the furniture until one finds a switch for the light. Imagine trying to build a house with only hammers. No matter how many, you'd still be limited. Mental diversity works similarly. We need different cognitive tools for different problems. When Tim Cook succeeded Steve Jobs at Apple, he championed diversity, recognizing that diverse perspectives create better framers and more successful companies. The world's complexity demands multiple perspectives, as no single frame can solve every problem. This isn't about volume, but variation. 7 different tools are more valuable than 700 hammers. Research confirms this cognitive flexibility pays off. American citizens born abroad earn 2.5 to 5% more than native-born citizens, demonstrating the returns to acquiring international human capital. Organizations thrive when members bring diverse frames to problem-solving, creating a diversity dividend. We can diversify our mental models by studying how others frame problems, cognitive foraging by pursuing new ideas without specific aims, and using the clean slate strategy of setting aside familiar frames for novel challenges. True cognitive diversity emerges when teams consider problems individually before collaborating, preventing premature consensus. Apple exemplifies this through domain expert managers willing to debate collaboratively across functions. What happens when an entire society becomes locked into a single way of thinking? The danger is real, because humans naturally reuse familiar frames. Autocratic states enforce mental models through propaganda, while democracies aren't immune, though their descent is typically slower. Silicon Valley's triumph over East Coast tech demonstrates frame pluralism's power. East Coast firms operated as bureaucracies with centralized decision-making, while Silicon Valley thrived through networks of nimble firms that competed, shared ideas, and encouraged job hopping, creating a diverse ecosystem of mental models. China's history illustrates how centralization stifles innovation. Despite scientific leadership for over a millennium, China's progress halted when an insular faction banned ocean-going vessels and trade in the mid-1400s. Meanwhile, fragmented Europe's competing states created fertile ground for experimentation across politics, economics, and science. Frame pluralism, accepting all frames except those that deny others, offers a powerful solution. While causing friction, the clash of perspectives prevents catastrophic decisions from limited thinking. Society can foster this pluralism by celebrating different viewpoints, teaching how to think, embracing migration that brings fresh perspectives, and creating robust spaces for genuine debate. Our greatest challenge isn't gathering more information, but improving how we think about what we already have. Behind every achievement lies a mental model. Our advances stem from our ability to conceptualize what is and what could be. We've focused heavily on coordination while neglecting cognitive processes, partly because coordination is visible while thinking remained a black box until recently. Humanity's focus is now shifting from interpersonal coordination to individual framing as the key lever for improvement. We don't see things as they are, but as we are, with our frames directing how we interpret reality and act. Agility of mind, the nimbleness to conceive unarticulated ideas, requires training through curiosity and diverse perspectives. In a world increasingly dominated by AI, our uniquely human ability to frame and reframe may be our most valuable asset. We thrive through cooperation, but survive as framers, with our imagination defining the boundaries of our world. The future belongs not to those who gather the most data, but to those who can see it through the most insightful frames.